Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The New York State Department of Financial Services took possession of a New York chartered bank known as Signature last night. While that sounds extraordinary, that is what happens in terms of the transition from a temporary hold by the state, and it's immediately turned over to the FDIC.
In a press conference Sunday, Governor Kathy Hochul reassured New Yorkers the state's financial and banking economy was strong, despite what happened at Signature Bank. At more than $110 billion in assets, Signature is the third largest bank failure in U.S. history. The Federal Reserve and the FDIC invoked power to create a stopgap to protect investments, even those over $250,000. President Joe Biden also reassured Americans after both Silicon Valley and Signature Banks failed. The two banks signify the second and third largest bank failures in U.S. history, with Washington Mutual's failure in the 2008 financial collapse remaining the largest. Biden said fees these banks paid into a government insurance fund would cover losses and not be borne by taxpayers, but that he is seeking answers.
We must get the full accounting of what happened and why those responsible can be held accountable. In my administration, no one is above the law.
Saturday marked the third anniversary of the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. While the official public health emergency and related protections will end, Americans remain divided on whether the pandemic is truly over. A recent Gallup poll says 49% of Americans say the pandemic is over, while 51% feel it's not. Dr. William Schaffner, a professor of preventive medicine and infectious diseases at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, feels the U.S. and other developed nations have moved from the pandemic phase to the endemic phase.
Although the virus isn't stressing our healthcare system anymore the way it did during the pandemic time, it's still around. It's still out there being transmitted. But we're in a much better phase now. And that's because so many of us have either had COVID or been vaccinated or both.
Today is Equal Pay Day, designed to raise awareness of the U.S. gender pay gap. Pew Research Center data shows women earned 28% less than men in 2022. Washington Senator Patty Murray and Connecticut Representative Rosa DeLauro reintroduced the Paycheck Fairness Act, which would eliminate loopholes in the Equal Pay Act, help end patterns of pay discrimination, and strengthen workplace protections for women. DeLauro has introduced the bill in the House before, though she says partisanship has prevented its passage.
Year in and year out, a majority of Republicans in both the House and Senate, for some reason, they simply cannot get on board with what is common sense legislation, and it is about doing the right thing. Men and women in the same job deserve the same pay.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.